Our next performer is a longtime friend of mine, very active in the Folk Song Society of Greater Boston, and a very active volunteer at Club Passim, volunteering quite frequently, certainly with open mics and the long festive weekends that they have. So I'm very pleased that he's here tonight. Please welcome John Shockey. Give him a big hand.
It's a little too high. There. Hi. Okay, here's a little bit of background to this song, a little bit of ancient history. The ancient Britons used to use a dye made from the woad plant to make a bright blue dye, and they would cover themselves head to toe with it and march into battle wearing nothing else. I think an anonymous person probably back in the 50s was disgusted with fashion and read that and wrote this. Oh, what's the use in wearing braces, hats and spats and boots with laces, coats and vests you buy in places down on Brompton Road. What's the use in shirts of cotton, studs that always get forgotten? These affairs are simply rotten. Better far is woad. Woad's the stuff to show men, woad to scare the foemen. Boil it to a brilliant hue and rub it on your back and your abdomen. Ancient Britain never did hit on anything as good as woad to fit on. Back or sides or where you sit on, tailors, you be blowed. Romans crossed the English Channel all dressed up in tin and flannel. Half a pint of woad per man'll clothe us more than these. Saxons, you can save your stitches building beds for bugs in breeches. We have woad to clothe us, which is not a nest for fleas. Romans, keep your armors. Saxons, your pajamas. Hairy coats were made for goats, gorillas, yaks, retriever dogs, and llamas. March up Snowdon with your woad on. Never mind if you get rained or snowed on. Never need a button sewed on. W-O-A-D, woad.
Thank you, John Shockey. One more hand for John.